What's up, besties, and welcome to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer, or to this first half of our week's episode of Pillows and Beer. It's going to be me hanging out with Nick a little bit right now, and then Craig's going to pop on later because he had to do a Sewing Down South shoot. We hope that y'all enjoyed last week's episode, by the way, with Ben Soffer. Oh, wait, did it not even upload?
No, it uploaded. The audio uploaded. We're good
The audio uploaded, but the video, Nick had some issues. I texted him today and I was like, hey, man, did you ever post any clips that I can repost from? And he was like, funny you should ask. Apparently, it's been a bit of a nightmare to something happened.
Some technical difficulties. Somehow the file got corrupted, which corrupted the entire thing of Adobe Premiere. So I've had to basically reinstall the whole program, and I got to go back and re-edit the whole thing.
The file got corrupted.
Yeah, and it corrupted the whole damn program. I don't even know. Damn technology.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that you're dealing with that, Nick. Better you than me.
Yeah, that's why you guys.
Let's see. A couple things that I want to talk about today, besties. Just a quick little rundown, and then we'll keep it moving. But let's see. Harry Potter. Okay. I'm only saying that because I feel like a week or two ago, I told Craig that I was beginning to read again and that I was rereading a Harry Potter book for the first time in 15 years. My sister just started and she's loving it. You know, she's reading the books and then she's watching the movies. She's never seen them. Kind of like Craig, right? Craig is making this whole thing right now on Instagram and getting all the characters' names wrong and all these things. It's like kind of cracking me up a bit because I'm like, you know, just leave it to Craig, right? I mean, I've loved, you know, Harry Potter for ages and he's made me feel like a nerd about it. And then all of a sudden he just like wants to watch it and go in on it. So it's cracking me up. So I am reading the third one. Craig is watching the movies. Craig said right off the bat, right? So he tried to watch the first movie, one night last week. I don't know. And Craig goes, yeah. So the next day at the gym, I was like, all right, man, well, you know, tell me about it. How was it? And he was like, well, I made it to the Sorting Hat, you know, ceremony. I was like, Craig, that is 20 minutes into the movie. Like literally that's 20 minutes in. Okay. So Craig's take was, he was like, it's just weird. Where was Harry's dad?
When I saw
mother
this
mother was getting murdered. And I was like, my jaw dropped. And I was like, I don't think this has ever been on any fan site or anything like that ever. And I'm like, Craig, well, basically long story short, Voldemort killed him first and quickly and, you know, dispatched of him fast. It's not something that we talk about how James Potter died because, he tried to stop Voldemort. And just like every other wizard that he's ever encountered, got dispatched of quickly. So Craig's theory, like when Craig kind of posted that or said that, my jaw dropped. I was like, I'm pretty sure he was defending his family, Craig. But I understand that the scene that you're watching is of the mother, you know, holding Harry. And you're like, where the hell's James? Which there's no shot in hell that Craig knows that his name is James. Like there's no way that he knows that Harry Potter's dad's name. Okay. Okay. I want to touch quickly on the Kate Middleton missing thing.
Oh my God. Talk about this is where we need Craig for.
Yeah. No. I mean, definitely. And this is why I want to talk about it because I feel like it's an easy topic for you to bring up to Mr. Conspiracy tinfoil hat Craig and see what he thinks. Right. Cause sometimes his takes are, you know, off the wall. And sometimes he's like, he's very casual. He's like, what do you mean? She just, you know, hasn't been in the public eye. I don't think it's weird at all. I don't know why y'all think it's weird. Why are we even talking about it? But it is weird. It is weird because like, I don't think that it would have been weird. And that would have been my take had she not posted that like overly, you know, Photoshopped photo of her and her kids just looking like the happiest people on planet Earth. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is a job for Craig. You know, I'm like, Craig probably thinks that she was like abducted and they like posted a picture, you know, Photoshop. I don't know, but it's super sus. I don't think that she got abducted, but I definitely, or you know, surgery, like a facial surgery.
She definitely had like some type of like stomach or surgery.
Okay.
And I wonder.
See, this tracks, but to think that you could post out a photo that wasn't going to be called out by 100 million people is you better make sure that photo is ironclad.
My whole thing is I was so called out for because it was posted after her not being in the limelight for a while. I wonder if anybody's gone back and looked at other photos like they've posted, if a bunch of them have just been doctored that they've posted like all the time. And that's just like a normal thing that they do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just shocked that whoever runs her social or, you know, runs their PR or you know, their family's PR person gave her the green light to post that. I would be absolutely shocked.
She posted it. I bet they have, you know, people for that. And it was, okay, we got to get some picture out there.
Do you think that they fired the PR team or the social media team like immediately? And they were like, are you fucking kidding me? Did you really just post this nonsense? And then they announced that like she's making an appearance on Easter. And so obviously all of the memes are popping up.
Yeah, right? Today like, she's of been course seen in public
she's yes. And then I saw that she was seen.
She's at like some farm or
public
like some farmer's market with William.
And the caption that I saw was like, she was seen happy and smiling and healthy in public. And I'm like, okay, this was written by Kate Middleton's fucking publicist. Like, this was written by her publicist. Like, you know, when I laughed my ass off the other day, there was a video of a person swimming with a crocodile and someone commented, they were like, actually, we're taught at a young age that the safest place to swim with an alligator the safest space to occupy with an alligator is in the water because alligators can drown easily. And someone literally commented, I think an alligator wrote this. Like, this is bullshit. Like, an alligator definitely wrote this caption. I can't believe that you're trying to get me to believe that swimming in the water with an alligator is the safest place to be.
Well, you want to be under the water because it's not that they drown easy, it's they can't see underwater easily. That's why.
That just seems very silly considering that they are apex predators of the water.
Yeah, but that's why when you see them like attack, it's like the nose and the eyes are above. They're out of the water.
Okay.
And they've locked zero in. And then it's
also apparently they like can drown eat like if a certain amount of water gets into like a side vent on their neck, like they can drown really easily, apparently. I mean, dude, this is like a Gator Boy post that I saw. I don't know anything. I've never ever heard of this, but it got a lot of traction on this post.
We got a lot of who listen in Florida and everything, like Louisiana. Let us know what it's like.
That gators can drown easily is basically what I'm saying. I didn't even mean to get on this topic, but those comments are my favorite. Yeah, those comments are my favorite where it's like, this post was written by said fucking alligator. okay, Nick. So last thoughts on Kate is that you think that she got sick and I think that she had a surgery.
Yes, that's my thought. And it just, it took longer to recover than they thought so. And then by not posting about it, they just allowed the conspiracies to go like off the charts.
Yeah. All right. And with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more pillows and beer. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live.
This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Steph Curry for 29 points. And let's keep the hot hand rolling with Caitlin Clark and take her over at 31.5.
Download the app today and use code PILLOWSANDBEER for a deposit match up to $100. Download the app today and use code PILLOWSANDBEER for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. I'm joined by Mr. Nick Norris for the first half of this podcast. Now, Nick, I am going to see Dune 2 tonight. And what I found out is that Charleston does not have an IMAX theater. So I'm going to see this. I think it's called like a PLX or something like that, which I don't know what that is. I really hope it's not, you know, the chairs that vibrate, because I would rather not sit in that for 2.5 hours. But so there's no IMAX here.
IMAX kind of died. It like got hot really quickly, and then it.
I know, but the director was like this movie was filmed and meant to be watched in, you know, IMAX, right?
Yeah,
and, like,
I agree.
It was very famously said, and everyone kind of knows.
But that. Most places don't have IMAX theaters unless it's like a big, big city now. Most of them.
I'm just shocked. I feel like during the pandemic, Craig and I actually were talking, and we were like, we want to, because there was a movie theater here, and notice that I said was.
We talked about this on the podcast actually like 2 years ago.
We used to love this place, Cinnabar, right? It had like a full bar, and then when you go inside, you know, you could order things like, you know, chicken fingers and, you know, sandwiches and this and that, and they all of course had amazing movie name puns that were like associated with it, and I loved it. I loved this theater, and so did Craig. It was right across the bridge from downtown, so it was. And Craig and I were like, let's like invest in one of these, you know, let's own a movie theater. This is a great idea. And the movie theater promptly went under, and we're glad that we didn't. But I always thought that it would be fun to, like, you know, franchise like a Regal or something.
Yeah, I mean, we have one of those. It's more of a boutique, I guess. It's Violet Crown Theaters. There's like five of them in the nation, and it's a full bar and everything. You know, wine, beer, popcorn's great.
I mean, most of these places serve you know, wine and stuff now, right?
Yeah.
But like, I guess the reason that I like this one is because, you know, you went inside, you pushed a button, and then prior to the movie, you know, a woman came around and like took, you know, your
order. So it's kind of like an Alamo Draft House in.
Yes. Oh, see, Alamo Draft House, man. I've heard about these.
Oh, you don't have one of those?
No, and Alamo Draft Houses seem like they are
all over the place in Virginia. Yeah.
It like
you what just if, got a, we have a waiter for your section.
I mean, look at Shaq. You know, I mean, granted, Shaq had millions of dollars, and so he can franchise things like, you know, Papa John's and all these things. I don't have I did not make, you know, $50 million over my career of fucking Southern Charm, so I don't know if I can franchise a bunch of Alamos, but how sweet would that be? I would love to have an Alamo Draft House. A draft house, you say? So it's like a bunch of taps?
Yeah, they have a bunch of draft beer. It's, you know, it's a full bar, but it's a draft house. So they have a bunch of beers on tap. I think they might even have like their own like signature like beers now. And then full
and I'm not
menu.
Saying this, you know, just because I'm like, yeah, like I want to rent out like a theater and play freaking Harry Potter all the time. Like, I just think that it would be cool. And I'm going to see Dune, and I'm a huge fan of the Dune series.
Is he going to make the third one?
Yes.
Oh, boy. People aren't said that ready for that.
He said that he has interest in it, but that, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you said it's very fucking confusing. It's very like.
And it's very dark.
There are so many things that are going on, but I don't think that you make a movie as big as Dune and Dune 2 and then don't finish out the trilogy. And people listening are probably like, no, man, there's like, you know, five or six books, but like for this purpose, he's.
Well, it's like the, who's Timothy Chalamet's character? It's like his art. That's pretty
Paul Atreides.
Much, yeah.
Paul Atreides. And, you know, man, lots of things, right? So like in the books, I mean, Paul Atreides is not the hero that he's portrayed to be as.
Well, that's what the third one is kind of like. People aren't ready for it.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody loves Timothy Chalamet now. They're going to hate him in about 5 years.
Yeah. His fucking character arc takes a Voldemort-y turn. Anyways, I'm very excited. It took me a minute. Like when I read the book, I was like, what the hell am I reading? You know? And then I watched the movie and it made sense. So then I had to go back and kind of read. And then I had to watch the movie again. And then I just saw it when it came out. It was released for like, you know, one day and one day only, like 6 or so weeks ago, on IMAX. And I went back and saw it. And anyways, I'm going to see Dune because I want to see it in the theaters. And that's all that I got for you today, Nick.
All right. Well, let's end your part there. Quickly, just want to, and I'll do it again with Craig because I want as many people because we got a few thousand last time we did this. The March Madness tournament is up and running.
Dude. Okay.
Everybody's got until, I guess it's 11:30 on Thursday morning Eastern time to lock in your bracket.
And guys, don't forget to fill out a bracket because it's so easy and it's so fun. And you are kicking yourself every time that you're like, oh yeah, it's like 11:20. I'll do it. And then you're like, wait, and then it's locked. And then you're like, wait, I can't fill out a bracket. It's just like the easiest thing to do. What did I say that I was going to name my bracket, Nick?
It was the Ken. What was it?
You mean the Kennergy bracket? Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Big time Kennergy or something like that. So y'all will know which bracket's mine. A quick aside too is that Alabama got drawn with College of Charleston.
Yeah, so I saw that last.
I'm already getting, you know, I follow the College of Charleston Barstool, you know, some other sites. I'm getting some texts from friends here about, you know, cousin loving. And so it's begun, I suppose. So it's begun. That's so funny. Yeah, dude. So Craig went to CFC. Actually, I want you to ask Craig if he has any idea who they drew in the tournament Eastern. So if Craig gets
we'll be in Atlanta together for that game.
If Craig hits it and actually gets it right, then that means that I was wrong. Yeah, you know, besties. And how dare I doubt, you know, Craig, because what's wrong with this sewing? But if Craig gets it, I want you to hit him with, I want you to say 10 points to Gryffindor. And that will make me laugh.
I will do that. We'll be in Atlanta watching that game together.
Thursday morning, guys, is the cutoff. So don't forget to fill out a bracket or a few brackets.
Bracket for us.
Oh, okay. Well, one bracket for us. All right, guys, I will catch you on Thursday.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined by Nick Norris. This is my portion of this episode. Sorry, me and Austin's schedules are a little crazy right now. I had a photo shoot for our new baking line that we're doing with Kroger, SDS4HD Designs. You'll be hearing more about that soon, but it was really fun. Did it at a big old house downtown. An old French kitchen. And I guess Austin wanted to go see the movie that Dune 2 really bad. So it's
just nerd
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about some fun stuff. There's a couple topics I need to broach with you that we talked about.
Let me just tell everyone there. First, you are in the band of Storms right now that's following the Eclipse line. Have you seen that?
I have not seen this. This is new to me.
So the storms that you're getting, because you said your power's flickering and it's so windy, those storms basically lined up exactly where the eclipse is going across the country. It's the same path. So there's all these conspiracies on TikTok because basically the National Guard sent out this warning and like they're mobilizing for the eclipse in this town. in the Midwest, and the town houses this like crazy government body or like governmental building, and they're mobilizing, like, allegedly, I don't want to spur anything, allegedly mobilizing the National Guard because it's going to be pitch black for like 4 minutes, and they don't know how it's going to like affect technology and stuff. So they've issued all these, well, they've issued a warning, which again, I read on TikTok and I don't know if it's real, but let's see, eclipse warning.
That's funny.
But the storms, it just reminded me of that because you said you're in some really bad storms.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, I think it's bringing like some cool front, but yeah, I mean, I didn't even know there was an eclipse. So what do I know?
Oh yeah, it's going to be insane. Like it's what it's the, I don't think it's going to happen again for like 100 years. Like the one.
This always happens though. Whenever there's something cool that happens at night here, it's always cloudy or something.
Yeah. Like you never Texas officially just warned people to stock up on food ahead of the solar eclipse. But I think that's because so many people are coming to town. So there's this one town in Texas that it's the best place to see it in the country. And so this is how things can be taken out of proportion if you're just headline reading. It says Texas officials warn people to stock up on food ahead of solar eclipse. That would lead you to believe that it was because of the eclipse, but it's because of all the tourism that they're getting.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That makes sense.
But that's not what happened in the Midwest. Also, I finally came up with an answer to, on the show this year, like me and Paige were going to Madison's and I had a non-alcoholic beer with me while I was driving. And some people thought it was so weird. They were like, even no, whether there's alcohol or not, why would you be drinking a beer while driving? And it just was so asinine to me to be like, well, no, like the reason you don't drink beer while driving is because it's illegal because of the alcohol. Like it's not because of the taste of the beverage.
Isn't there a whole Heineken commercial campaign that did that?
Oh, I don't know. If they have, I haven't seen it.
I'm pretty sure he gets pulled over and he like just sticks out like the bottle and says Heineken Zero and the cop lets him go.
Oh, yeah. And so that's because O'Doul's that my dad, I grew up with my dad drinking. When I got of age to be a little more inquisitive, O'Doul's had like 0.05 alcohol or whatever. And so I was like, I'm pretty sure it's still illegal because my dad drove everywhere with non-alcoholic beer because he thought it was actually non-alcoholic because that's what they called it. But, you know, it was 0.05. So you'd have to drink, you know, a lot.
Like, 40 of them.
Yeah. And your body would metabolize it too fast. Like you're not, it's not actually affecting.
You're not getting drunk.
No. Yeah. And so I think when Heineken like Zero made that, they were like, technically we are fully legal. But the way someone asked it was almost like you should only be drinking beer in like when it's appropriate. And I was like, again, this is a non-alcoholic beer, which just makes it like a yeasty water. Today I was laughing because I have like the Stella and, it's Stella Liberté, but it's their non-alcoholic. And I went to the grocery store to get a Guinness NA because I was craving like that type of beer and I didn't have any more in my fridge.
Very festive of you.
What?
Very festive of you.
Well, that's why there weren't any in the grocery store. I was like, wait, do they not sell Guinness either? And then I was like, oh, I'm stupid. So driving home, though, I popped a Stella. Because I always have a beer in my hand. Just now, it's beer that doesn't have alcohol. And I think I think one of the best things about, you know, cutting my drinking out of my life, we don't say sober because I'm not fully sober. I'll have like a
California sober.
Well, no, it's not about that. It's like, what was the occasion the other day? Oh, at that like special dinner in New York that I had a glass of wine. you know, so one day of the month I'll have a drink. Anyway, we don't really have a term for it, but I just, it's good to clarify. So I think one of the best things about being a non-drinker now, for the most part, is being able to drink beer and drive, but it's because it's my beer. It's NA. And so when I was unloading my groceries into my car, the Stellas were cold. And I was like, man, I can't wait to get home to have one, because that's why I went to the grocery store. And I was like, why wait till I get home? And so I popped a Stella NA. But driving, now, usually I have my koozie, because I actually don't want anyone to think I'm drinking a beer going down the road.
Yeah.
But this bottle, I was like, I was like, I feel a little uncomfortable just drinking this bottle going down the road, even though there is 0.0 alcohol. I think if a police officer saw that, I would be getting pulled over.
Yes, you would.
And you know, some people would be like, that would be so funny to be like, haha, I got you, officer. It wouldn't. I'd just be like, hey, I know what it looks like.
And the officer would be like, what the hell, dude?
I'd be like, I saw it on a commercial. No, so I also, you know, our besties already know this, but like, if you see me, you will see me drinking beers at my pillow parties or when I'm gardening or driving or filming. Just know they're my beers. They're NAs. And I'm doing great. And Stella actually tastes good. It just tastes like beer. Sam Adams is my favorite right now. It has been since December. Sam Adams' NA is amazing.
So if I go NA, it's got to be Athletic. Yeah.
Athletic's great. Which color do you do?
Yeah. Either the yellow, orange, you know, like the hazy, or just the blue IPA.
The hazy is great. And yeah, I notice more and more at the grocery store that the stock is low. And I really think, I just heard a story on the golf course, and I'll go research it and tell everyone next week. I don't know whether you care or not, but for years and years and years, O'Doul's was the only NA beer. And if we've seen anything since this resurgence, or not even resurgence, this initial surgence of NA beer, is there was a demand for it. And I was just like, I was asking my buddy, I was like, why didn't anyone do this? And he goes, O'Doul's actually couldn't get places to make their beer. Like, people would just turn them down, because I think they made their beer.
Well, it's also very expensive. Like, Athletic, so the reason a lot of beers have that funny aftertaste, like if you drink some non-alcoholic, it's got a weird, it tastes good and then it doesn't. It's because the machine costs up to $1 million to do it properly. And that's expensive. Well,
so O'Doul's would make the beer and then they would remove the alcohol. And Athletic does it the other way. They just make, I don't think there's ever alcohol in Athletic.
So they make it, and the machine that it's in burns it off while it like brings it. I talked to a bunch of beer guys and they explain what the difference is, because there's companies that makes it and they boil it out afterwards. The way Athletic does it is it's in a machine that pretty much, while it's being brewed, siphons off the alcohol. And that's why it's so expensive.
Well, I think some rich guy, hold on, I don't want to get this wrong, was a trader. Bill Schufelt was a trader at a hedge fund and an ultra marathon runner who stopped drinking alcohol in 2013. He found non-alcoholic drinks beyond satisfactory and sought out John Walker, a head brewer from Santa Fe, to produce better tasting non-alcohol beers. So he had the money to do it right and was actually out of personal necessity of being like, there's got to be something better. There's got to be something out there, because now every single beer has one. So I was like, what was it? And I guess it was the actual kind of the pioneer ring hadn't happened yet. Or it was just really expensive.
And then COVID also helped it because a lot of people were drinking. They're like, I got to stop drinking. And then they started drinking the non-alcoholic stuff and it just really snowballed.
There were zero NA beers consumed in me and Austin's houses during the
My dad quit right before COVID and then discovered Athletic during COVID. And that saved him from going back to drinking.
Nice.
Big time.
My dad's on, he likes Bud Zero is my dad's. He likes Bud Zero. I don't know if he's tried Athletic yet, but okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer with Craig and Nick for this portion. What did you guys talk about, you and Austin, Nick, that you need my corrections?
So there's a few things. So the first thing was just my computer, like Adobe shit the bed on my computer this week. So anybody looking for the video of last week's episode, it's coming. That's why I didn't post any Instagrams, because literally I exported the audio from the thing and then the entire thing got corrupted. So I have to re-edit everything. I had to re-download, uninstall a bunch of programs. So
that happened
from scratch.
One of our girls at Sewing Down South last week. So we bought her a new laptop today because she lost 2 days worth of
Luckily, work. I thought it was the laptop, but it was just the program. So because the laptop now works fine and the program's off my computer. So we're good there. It was bugging out. It was weird. But that's going to be rectified. So the first question I have to ask you is, do you know who your team is playing in March Madness this Friday?
Who, College of Charleston?
Yeah.
We play Friday at 7:35 p.m. It is being aired on True TV. And I don't know who we drew, though.
Alabama. That's why I'm asking. So it's versus Austin.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. They're making
so we got to find a place to watch that Friday.
Yeah, I heard. Well, I'll be in Atlanta. Oh, yeah, with you.
So will I.
Come see me and Nick in Atlanta. We should tell Austin to come down for it. He would be so obnoxious to watch that game. Yeah, I'm sure Austin was talking to you. We have season tickets to the games. I didn't go to one game this year because I was traveling. But my buddies.
Yeah, you were on the road a lot.
Yeah, my four or five best friends that I have it with, season tickets, obviously not including Austin in the six best friends. They went a lot, which was great. So we'll watch it on That's Friday. Good. Find somewhere with YouTube TV or True TV.
What else did we talk about?
I just saw Jason and Travis got $150 million for their podcast. Congratulations to them.
Jason who?
That's crazy. What?
Jason who?
Travis Kelce and his brother.
Oh. Good for them. They can thank the Swifties for that one.
I mean, thankfully I love, Jason's just great.
Jason is one of those guys that if I could pick to like just go hang out with someone, it'd be Jason. Travis seems like a nice guy. He's just he's a little more uppity than Jason. Just seems like a good old country boy.
He just reminds me of some Southern kids that I went to college with, like some country boys.
He reminds me of one of my best friends that I actually saw over the weekend. Big guy, big country boy. Same thing.
All right, what was
super nice? We'll have your back.
Yeah, exactly. They were great. They always had your back.
Kate Middleton, he had two guesses on how you would react. What do you think is going on, or do you not care?
No, I mean, it's not that I don't care. I'm not going to go against the Royals. this is the stuff that Austin does when I'm not here. It just talks about.
We didn't really talk about it that much. He just was like, I wonder if Craig thinks there's some crazy conspiracy going on, or if it's just she had surgery and it's just she didn't want to be.
Is that what Austin thinks, that she just had a regular surgery and she's not?
Yeah, that's not just him. That's me too.
Well, yeah, you guys are simpletons. Why?
I think.
Why would they go? Why would they even try to Photoshop fake photos if she was fine? She would just say, "Hey guys, it's me."
So here's my conspiracy with all that is I think people need to go back and analyze other photos they've taken and that you'll find more Photoshop photos from all of them. That's what like the Royals do. They try to make Photoshop everything being perfect.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean like, I mean, there's been like, yeah, this isn't that case. I hope to God it is for her sake, but unfortunately it's most likely a lot more sinister than that. And yeah, I've thought, I think higher of you for this, Nick, but Austin, you know, would rather just hear good stuff and be fine with it and be like, no, they said she's fine. But no, unfortunately, my two theories on it are not appropriate for the podcast. And I hope to God that my one theory is not true. Like Princess Diana's dad says he's worried about her. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, again, I hope it's not the case, but unfortunately it's way too, if she was, there would be no reason. She's in pictures. Normally Kate is in pictures all the time and loves being photographed. So,
you want to know why I think it's nothing nefarious is because what's her name has been dead set quiet on it all. And her husband, the ones that, ew, you know, got,
they're not allowed to talk.
Meghan Markle.
She just put that she was the Duchess on her like profile again. And you're like, you're
wait,
not.
What? They did, you they announced did like your 5 months, just like a whole like revenge tour on the Royals. And now Duchess
she
again?
Just, yeah. And you're like, you can't do that. You already renounced yourself. Well, we'll see. And again, when it does turn out that you guys, what the people that y'all call conspiracy theorists were right, you just move on to the next thing and deny and deny and deny. And then it comes out that the conspiracy realist, which that's really just what they are, except the crazy ones, it's realist. We're right again.
Okay, yeah. So where do you differentiate you and then it's like the flat earthers and the hollow earther people?
So like those would be
that kind of stuff.
So those would be a 10. So what's on the other side of the flat earthers? Like what's the opposite of that? Like what's your scale for least? Like, are we going into ignorance where you just believe everything that the government who has lied to you for 80 years?
Oh,
you're like, no, they just like, stop lying to us. Like you believe, are you going zero as you believe everything that you see on TV or that's where you get your news from? Or that you just don't believe. Yeah. You don't believe in it. Yeah. So a zero is someone that's like, I don't know. The news hasn't said it yet. So I'll believe it when I hear it on the news. That's a zero.
I wouldn't even say the news. It's just when like anyone says that you don't have to worry about anything.
Well, no, you still have to collect your info. And then a 5, like I would put Austin at 3 or 4. I'd put you at 5 or 6 and I'd put me at like a 7 or 8, 7.5. Most of mine, almost every single thing that I personally believe over the last, since 2000, my theories have been mostly correct about everything. People like to joke about conspiracy theories and stuff, but no one actually knows. Like most of the things that I've said, and like, I'm just really good at picking up on patterns and the pattern recognition. And I studied a lot of history growing up and I see motives behind things. Unfortunately, I see plans and I see agendas and I was, yeah. I mean, especially during the COVID years, like if you were in politics and you weren't posturing to use something like that in your favor, if you said you weren't, then you're probably lying and you weren't good at it. Like it was a huge time to take advantage of stuff. And if you didn't see that was happening, then You know, that's on you. So I would say 7.5 to 8, but I'm most, I have not been wrong on anything in a really long time. Unfortunately, I wish I was wrong. That's how you know that I'm different than the crazies. Like flat earthers want to be right. Yeah. Like flat earthers want to be right. I want to be wrong about the things that I believe.
I just don't understand the flat earther thing.
Yeah, well, there's no motive.
To me. There's so much evidence to the contrary, and it's just they fight to the bitter end.
Right, and there's two big things that go against that. Is one is there's no motive. Like, right, like what would the goal of taking on such an astronomically large project be? And if they are like, and if that was the case, then we're basically some ant farm for some massive galactic like enterprise.
That is,
yeah. And two is the sheer size and realistic possibility of building a dome around the
Hollow Earth makes more sense than that, but.
Yeah, so stuff like that is, you know, to each their own, but I don't believe that stuff. Mine is more based on agendas and stuff that happens to the general public.
I just think there's two cabals ruling the world.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
fighting against each other.
Yeah, I also look at stuff where you just connect the dots. You got to connect the dots, but you always ask, like... Just never stop asking questions to yourself, even when you put together theories. Like I'll always, you know, Google's not the best thing for stuff, but I'll Google both sides of stuff. Today I had a long conversation with ChatGPT, just really testing out stuff. I wanted to jump on real quick because as I was listening to the podcast on my car ride home from Columbia, I realized that I didn't explain myself very well. It's a much larger conversation, but here is something that I thought of in my car ride home. I just wanted to play it for you, but that's why the audio is a little messed up.
And so ask yourself when you see stuff, like when you see policies and things slipped into policies, and different things that you hear on the news, ask yourself, can someone benefit from this monetarily? Can someone make money from this? It's like... And I think that's just, you know, for better or for worse, how I approach different things. Is someone, could someone make money off this? Or do we really believe it's for the better good? Or can we use, you know, history to tell us that most of the time things are being done for a monetary gain? If there's a way to make money off of something, people are doing it. And I think that fiscal motive drives a lot more than people think. And I think that's where a lot of my conspiracy, quote unquote, theories come from, is I can see that if someone can benefit fiscally, like monetarily from something, that they're probably trying to exploit that situation, which, you know, it is what it is. It's there for the taking and someone's going to take it.
All right. Well, I will see you in Atlanta this weekend. Come see me and Nick. Yep. I will be on stage at 1 o'clock on Friday. And then I will be doing a meet and greet afterwards. And then either 12 or 1 on Saturday. Besties, sorry it was a little mismatched today, but I enjoy it. It gives us a little variety. Stay safe out there. Be cool. Till next week.